Each week on our show, we choose a theme, bring you different kinds of stories.
This is a journey into sound.
Today's show, funky.
What do you mean it's making funky?
So we didn't really have a clue of how the show was going to go down.
Hello. May I speak to Barbara? Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know. Now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Whoa, woman to woman, can't you see where I'm coming from? Woman to woman, ain't that the same thing you would have done? Woman to woman, now should I just step aside and let her take what's rightfully mine? Oh, woman to woman, was I right or was I wrong? You see, I don't want no trouble now. I hope you understand. I love that man, and he's mine. I'm talking to you, woman to woman. You should be woman enough to understand.
This is Lonnie, and the reason I'm calling you, baby, is to let you know that that wife of mine was going through my pockets to rip me off of my change, as she does every morning, and she found your telephone number in my pocket. It woke me up when she dialed your number, so I just laid there with my eyes closed and my ears open, listening to her as she began to run that weak game down to you, talking about woman to woman. Listen, if she had been any kind of real, honest to goodness, hope to die, mud kicking, money getting, understanding woman like you, she wouldn't have called, raking herself in the first place. And this bed she's talking about that I sleep in, huh, it's a mattress on the floor, baby, with one sheet. When she gets in, I get out. And baby, you know if you don't feed me, I don't eat. Then she got the nerve to talk about the clothes I wear, she buys. I know you had to crack up about that, cause baby, you've been buying all my clothes. You know that I don't wear no more clothes here than I can put on my back. Ever since she went and pawned my mink coat that you bought me for my birthday. You remember that. Dig this. I went to get in the car yesterday afternoon to come see you. And the hookup man was towing the car out the driveway because she didn't pay the last two notes that I gave her the money that you had given me as soon as I got home. Girl, I'm sure glad that you got that brand new Rolls Royce right on time. So you see, Barbara, I just wanted to explain that little old situation right on out. And to show you how I really feel about you, darling, and how much I really love you, just listen to Lonnie blow his horn, baby. I'm going to blow it just like you love to hear me blow it. Listen, baby.
Oh, or you told me a lie. When you packed your bag.
Get my love, Mr. Big Stuff. gonna break my heart.
Blues away.
She'll give him plenty loving, 24 hours a day. The clean-up woman, she'll sweep him off his feet. She's the one who'll take him in when you dump him in the street. So take a tip, you better get hip to the clean-up woman, 'cause she's tough. I mean, she really cleans.
Can't I know you'll suffer the whole time.